RadioTrinco.com.
Indeedy. Do Talk. Episode 5, part... Oh, that's a good question. Is it 8 or 9? I don't know, I can't remember. It was all going so swimmingly well. Bit of towels from the dark side coming your way. Whichever part it is. I think that's the first time we've ever had an introduction, a proper intro, and I'm liking it. It is Do Talk, the radio gig. Do Talk is a walk and talk support group where once a month a bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk. All dudes and dudettes, big and small and fat and thin. In what started as a simple gesture, a little walk, a nod, if you like, to mental health or well-being, as some folk prefer. Either way, it's nice to get involved, and it has evolved nicely. It's great to be outdoors, shooting the breeze, breathing it all in. Join us if you're ever here in these here parts. Dude Talk. Soon will have his own page, that's for sure. But right now, we got a little bit of towels from the dark side coming your way. Hiding by the concrete pillar next to the vegetable stall, he took a deep, collective breath. Two Baba Cray! Came the familiar Cockney holler, filling the air with normality. Oi oi, broccoli! It sounded rebound. Yet even in this cacophony of the traders' yells cranking their way through the throbbing streets' unshut ears, Billy could still decipher the approaching steps. That all too well-known tap, tap of metal blakies on the paving slabs, like a Gestapo's jackboot intent to tighten those already tense knots. In a moment's split second of silence, Billy thinks he may have lost him, and takes his chance and flees down the escalator, chest pumping, mouth dry. And there, as if programmed to track his heartbeat, his shadow followed. But a few steps behind, slow and methodical in its tap, tap. His chase unwavering, prominent in the din of the street's chorus above. At the bottom of the steps, Billy instinctively turned to check. And there a dark-suited figure stood, stopped. Still at the top. You try saying that. His head bowed like a silent force in the hustling commotion. Then from below the darkness of his pristine trilby hat, he lifted his head to greet Billy. Dull eyes sat aside and a rigid nose cast over beguiling yet inane grin, from where a sparkle from a single diamond-studded front tooth pierced Billy's vision like an all-encompassing supernova, where I should probably get to the track this week, which comes from The Jam and Down in the Tube Station at Midnight, which I'll tell you a little bit about after it's finished. Alright, I'm going to have a cup of tea. I've just been to the dentist. Your tooth hurts, alright? Turn it in.
To take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. Replace 30 steps, repeat my own and reflect my thoughts. Cold and uninviting, partially naked, but so far. Taffy wrappers and the smallest papers. Mr. Jones got run down. Headlines of death and sorrow, they tell of tomorrow. Madmen on the rampage, and I'm down in a juice station at midnight. Fumble for change, pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and put without a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, loud voices and voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I say, I've only two money and I take away curry. I'm on that way home to my wife. She's been lining up a cuttery and now she's expecting me. Polishing her glasses and pulling out the cork. I'm down in a tube station at midnight. First felt a fist and then a kick. I could now smell their breath, the smell of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me, it took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, even in eating with the weather. Though my eyes is not a mother glove, so my senses could see it speaking longer. I'm down in a tube station at midnight. I said I'm walking down in a tube station at midnight.
RadioPrinko.com.
You better believe it, it's just so powerful, man. The second single taken from the Jam's All Mod Cons album released this week, whatever that was, in October 1978. I remember it like yesterday and played it to death. It was my brother's record and I don't think he ever got an ear in to listen to it because I was playing it all the time, listening it with my own ears and not his. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the album reached the dizzy heights of number 15 in the UK charts. Even better, though, was Ade Edmondson. Yes, Vivian in The Young Ones. And Hitler in Bottom. I'm sure you all know. He did best cover with his band, The Bad Shepherds, they were called. Bit of a folk group, you know. They covered this on their album, Yan Tian Tethera Methera, which apparently is ancient Cumbrian for 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway, Ade plays the mandolin, the mandola, and sings, whilst Troy Donaghy hits the Eulian, I don't know what they are, the pipes, and the cittern. What? What's going on? And whistles a bit, whilst Andy Ding is on the fiddle. Thought so. And that would have been interesting to play if I had it, but I haven't. And here it says I can find it for next week, which will be exactly the same case as this week. In the meantime, that was Do Talk, the radio gig, Towels from the Dark Side, brought to you by Towels from the Hip, Mexico, and Durban's Bread, second edition. Yep, both me books. That's what I'm going to do. Sell me books on this page here right now. If you want to go and find them, check them on Lulu Publishing or just check them on my website, radioprimco.com. They're there. All right? Keep it turning. Keep it will. Keep it radioprimco.com. Toodle pip. Till next week.